And that was the first and last time I ever went to one of Diddy's parties.
Good call.
Preach.
Hey, bartender, pour it long. Hey, bartender, make them strong. You're listening to The Long Pour, the podcast where we drink and bring you our favorite drinking conversations. You are with the A-Man and Party Goer Supreme,
Krusty.
Krusty Dusty. Hey, everybody. This week on the podcast, we have Jim Ingram and David Scott from the Trapper Keepers.
Cheers.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for being with us.
Gentlemen, thanks for having us.
Our very first foursome, so thank you. Thank you
not
for
my
that.
My first, but thank you.
Well, I'm not as good as you are, sir.
I wouldn't call it good.
But you've been there.
I guess.
You're going to have to talk louder.
I guess.
So thank you guys for being here and hanging out with us. Why don't you tell our friends listening a little bit about your band, a little bit about yourselves, if you'd like to go.
Yeah, we are the Trapper Keepers, and David will tell a little bit more about us.
I'm David Scott. I'm the bassist and other keyboard player for Trapper Keepers. We are in an 80s cover band. I would like to think we're probably one of the best ones around. Jim Ingram is our drummer and the drum player and the founder of the band. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Trapper Keepers on Facebook, to know where we're going to be at. We have a ton of shows to play this year. More than we played last year. So if you miss us here and there, we're going to be everywhere this year. So,
yeah, and these gents can vouch for our triumphs and our failures.
Yeah, thanks for coming out to the show. They went to the.
I had a great time, guys. Very good show. I really enjoyed your set list.
Thanks. You guys are built for parties, so that's a great thing.
Do you guys have a specific venue that you'll be playing more than others, or is it pretty well?
It's pretty sporadic. There'll be some that we come back to. Actually, we're playing Cats. We played there last weekend, but we're playing there again not this weekend, but next Friday. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some times where we will hit a place like twice in a row, or we'll hit a place again later on in the year. But yeah, so it's pretty sporadic. So the best thing to do is just follow us on the Facebook page to be able to find out where we're going to be.
So please watch social media between ignoring your uncle's rants.
Definitely hit up Cats is a great place. Obviously, the Trapper Keepers are there, as are Divorced Moms. Very,
it's true. He's not lying.
There's good things about that particular bar. In all seriousness, guys, what? So you guys, 80s, like what? Is it just like growing up in that era, or like what? Like drew you to specifically? Kind of that genre of music.
Well, for me, it was like, because I've been in a lot of original bands. It's like, well, if I'm going to join another band, I want to join a band that's just like kind of fun. And I used to swear off cover bands back when I was younger, and maybe not as wise, or maybe more wise. I don't know. Long and the short of it, we decided we'd do an 80s band and just have fun playing songs I grew up with. So I was born in the early 70s. Kind of grow up, if you want to say, in the 80s. So we're playing a lot of the songs that I grew up with, and we play some of the songs that a lot of people would expect from the 80s, but also songs that you might not get. Like, I'd never heard a band other than Kaja Goo Goo play Kaja Goo Goo live, let alone say it twice and not sound like they're drunk. So there's that.
Oh, you definitely sounded drunk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm in the right place for it, so there's that. Long pour, folks.
I will say, and I did steal this from David, there are a lot of 80s bands out there, but I know, as you said, they all play the same set list.
Pretty similar. You can find any band around, and it's not to knock any of those bands. It's just that there are a lot of bands in the area where at any given weekend you could probably go see them, and they'll probably still put on a good show. But I think really what separates us from some of those bands is the fact that we're capable to expand the set list more because we kind of embrace some of that technology where we're sampling. We have a phenomenal actual keyboard player in the band. And then, of course, you know, I step in and we'll play additional keys so that to just fatten that setup where we can play stuff that normally can't get played either due to the limitations of a guitar-based, strictly guitar-based based band or bands that don't have keyboard players.
And you have a saxophone player
as
well.
And we have a saxophone player, too. So like,
yes, Jeff Kirk. Shout out to Jeff Kirk. Yeah. And also Brian Fuller. We're a cover band. We're not trying to take this too seriously, but we try to take the music seriously. We're just trying to have a good time. That's all there is to it right there.
We put the show... We take putting on the show seriously. We're trying to have fun when we're playing these songs, but if somebody's going to come out and pay to see us, we're going to put on a show, and we want them to have fun. We want them to feel like they're in the 80s again and having fun as a kid or a teenager at a concert, even though it's not the original artist doing the show, but we want them to have fun at the show.
Like, love.
Yeah.
Come love there, it, man.
Shake your ass, dance.
Now, I can honestly say I had a great time. The singer has a lot of energy.
God, Dean's
he really one. Talks Shout to the Dean's crowd.
One. Great hair.
Yes. Phenomenal hair.
Great hair.
They couldn't believe it. It's his actual real hair.
It is his real hair. Yes.
Good for you, Dean.
He was blessed with a mane from, I don't know, Lion King, I guess. Sorry.
That works. That works. little Mufasa.
Yeah.
Little Mufasa hair right there. We can.
Yeah, I mean, it was phenomenal hair. Yeah.
That is like a trait of a lead singer. Like, if you like to have that, be like, you know what? I have great fucking hair. Like, maybe I should. Yeah.
It's that Empire Strikes Back thing where you walk in the dressing room too soon and you see them playing it on. No, that's a real deal. That's a real deal.
Be like, now we know. We know the secrets. But no, that's no. Love the vibe that you guys are about. Love that you are about the music, the fun, the partying. That's something that the Long Pour definitely subscribes and agrees to, man. So love it, and as we've said, love that you're here with us. One of the things that being in that partying lifestyle, how am I trying to word this? That you come across is that you eventually reach a point where you're like, holy shit, I can't drive. Like, that is very, it would be a very, very bad idea. And again, this is a cover of the 80s. It's not the real 80s where you were just like, well, let's see what happens.
And look, content levels were lower.
Yes,
higher than I should say.
Yeah. There were 3.2% beers.
Hey, good for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now the technology is there. There's Ubers and Lyfts and basically very many options to get home safely. But have you ever had an experience where you ordered up an Uber and you're like, holy shit, like I am actually less safe now than I was before I ordered this up because my driver is absolutely batshit crazy?
I don't know that I had one that was batshit crazy or hammered, which is I've always been worried about too. It's like, well, wait, should I just take over? But no, lastly, seriously, Saturday, we came back from the Level Up Pinball thing in Beaver Creek, which that place is awesome, by the way.
And amazing.
They didn't pay me to say that, by the way, but you can. anyway.
Always working.
Absolutely.
Hey, got to push it. It won't work. But anyhow, Uber shows up, Lyft or Uber, don't want to discriminate. But yeah, pulls up, there's three of us, two of us get in the back seat. Since I paid for the Uber, I try to get the front seat, but there's dirty laundry, there's shoes.
What kind of laundry?
I said dirty. I think that's enough. Yeah.
Unmentioned, like jeans or like are we
unmentionable?
Talking? Yeah. Give us the details.
I saw white. I tried to pretend like I didn't see that.
Some of this but here's the
thing. They cleared it off. The driver cleared it off, and there's and the seat is stained with a liquid of unknown substance, and also Skittles were Reese's Pieces, and I was just like glad to be able to sit on the Reese's Pieces, and I was like, oh, there's no way I'm tipping this person. But she was so bubbly, she was so friendly. By the end of the night, it's like, you know what, you're really bad at this. She turned out we were like her 10th ride. It's like, oh, you're so bad at this, but I'm gonna tip you anyway, but you should probably not do this anymore. So not drunk, not scared, but like, God, this car is terrible.
You wouldn't take Reese's Pieces from her if she offered?
No, because a lot of people's asses were probably on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Particularly mine. I wouldn't take it if it was on my ass.
I've never had a weird Uber experience, though I'm sure I'm not the first one to have thought about this, but there have been times where I'm like, you know, I really don't want to drive my gear to the venue tonight. I think I want to Uber it. That just doesn't sound very polite to the Uber driver. Where, hold on a second, I got another amp.
Should be the next thing they do. It's like, hey, man, remember you got gear?
Take my shit.
Take my shit
Uber
home.
XXXL.
Yeah. So... no crazy Uber stories, but I have had the idea where, like, man, that's not a bad, let me just Uber my shit to the fucking venue and I'll Uber it back and I can still stay at the bar and party afterwards. So,
I've been an Uber with a racist guy and yeah, he did not get a tip, but yeah, that was, I just felt really bad that I have to pay him something.
Did he believe that white man can't jump?
I've had a racist Uber.
He was pointing at people in scarves and coverings, and, okay. And he said he looked like, oh yeah, this neighborhood's, you know, going downhill. I was like, okay, well, so no tip for that guy. So yeah, I was like, well, I just can't wait to get out of here now.
Awkward. You had a similar.
I got an Uber once, and I mean, it was like the guy just hot boxed a blunt. Like I sat in the car, wow. And I'm very subjective to smells. Like I smell everything. I get in and we're driving. He's not particularly a great driver either. I mean, I feel like that's worth noting. But I'm,
well, he was high.
Yeah, I'm also like, am I going to get a buzz?
He needs an Uber as well. Yeah.
What if I get drug tested? Does this guy know where we're at? Because I don't handle weed very well. And the last time I ate an edible, I certainly wouldn't want to be driving an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had another experience. This is wonderful. This man was so nice. I wish he was my grandpa. I do, however, wish he wasn't driving my Uber because he drove about 5 miles an hour and he was swerving all over the place. I mean, he did hold court pretty well. Learned a lot from him. And the 50 minutes it took him to drive us about 5 miles. It was terrifying.
And now he lives here.
By any chance during the drive, did he go, hey, well, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? Did I ever...
No,
has Harry Carey ever? Is that what he's doing now, yeah, David? He's not calling games anymore?
I mean, if he was high, I would assume hot dogs, you know, munchies are coming next. So
if Harry Carey is driving the Uber,
I don't think Harry Carey's alive anymore.
Double scary if he was giving you.
Harry Carey driving. There's. I'll make it real quick. There's a baseball bit where he got fired. The rumor goes that he got fired from the Cardinals because he was fucking the owner's
people
wife.
People know what stupid
and they were
means.
Found out. They were found out because he got in an accident on their way to dinner with the wife in the car.
I did not know.
And
that
he was
about
probably
it.
Lit up as fuck. So
I have not heard that.
That's the rumor. I don't think it ever went down, but it I don't think it had ever been confirmed. But I mean, it was I don't know what the mid '60s, late '60s. So I mean. My grandfather got pulled over in Oakwood, this very fine village we live in. It's a village right now. It's still a village, right? The village of Oakwood?
I think so.
Yeah. He got pulled over here in the 50s, and all they did was put him in the drunk tank for like 6 or 7 hours, maybe. I don't know if it was that long. And he paid like a $20 fine, and that was the end of that. Mm. So attitudes have definitely changed.
Oh, for sure.
I cannot stop thinking about Harry Carey fucking. You guys are ruining my life. Can you imagine?
So do you have the image of Harry Carey? Hey!
David, I need you.
Hey!
I need you.
No, I need this you is right when he's about to bust. He's all, hey!
It could be. Hey! An orgasm.
On that note, everybody, we're going to take a shot clock. So A-Man can Google that. Stay tuned.
Krusty's cutting you guys off. That.
Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that. Put them in the aisle.
Really shouldn't be drinking.
Oh, really? You
learned that in med school that you obviously didn't get into?
Krusty here, reminding you to please check out our socials. At The Long Pour, all one word on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe. The Long Pour 80 Proof, that's number 80 on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. At Pour Long on the app formerly known as Twitter. Also on Facebook.
And we are back from our shot clock, possibly the world's longest shot clock that we've ever done. Probably maybe five shots.
We leaned into it. I love it. Very long anime style interlude
right there.
Ted Kluczynski's swing on that one. Yeah.
You really love baseball.
I do love baseball. You love baseball.
Who's the best player of all time?
Ernie Banks. Inaccurate,
but I digress. Mr. Cobb.
Like my answer, you don't ask me the question.
Well, we don't have time to mathematics.
I feel like he has what?
What does he have? Stamina? Did you say stamina?
No, standing. No, Ernie Banks is great.
I thought we were playing like a 90s arcade game like Street Fighter 2. He has maximum 99 stamina.
I don't know what happened. Too many shot clocks. The point is
there's accuracy. We did a very long shot clock. Yes. We were talking about Ubers, Ubers before we started this. Yeah, and I heard your guys' stories. I was curious. I do have one story. Actually, I have two, but I was curious. Would you like to hear my classic taxi pre-Uber story or my Uber story?
Yes, thank you.
Let's go with the classic.
Just kidding.
Classic.
Let's go with the classic.
You'll like this, you son of a bitch.
And that's his best friend, but we said yes.
The only reason why the taxi, because with Uber, there's a certain kind of etiquette.
Yes.
But with a taxi, it's fucking free-for-all.
We don't even know. We don't even know what the rules are anymore.
Exactly. So, yes, definitely.
I love it. Thank you, guys. Yes. I was hoping you would say that. So, it was... in the year 2010.
Year 2010.
And I went up, you'll be proud of this, I went up to South Bend to catch a Notre Dame game. The great Michael Floyd scored three touchdowns in a single game against the great Western Michigan, whatever the fuck they are.
Broncos.
A directional school.
But I know this.
But the point is, great game, and we partied all night with a very dear friend of mine that went to Notre Dame, and we had to get back to the hotel. Order up a taxi. We go in there. He picks us up. He starts talking, and he's like, "Hey guys, I've been, you know, you do the small talk like busy night, blah blah blah." He's like, "I've been making good money. It's a good night." He's like, "Hey, you guys want a beer, by the way?" I'm like, "I absolutely do." He has this cooler of like Miller, or actually it was probably like Hams or some kind of like Indiana shit beer.
More alcohol, yes, please. Yeah.
But I was like, I will absolutely take that. And I drank it, and we're talking about the game and all we had done, and we got back to the hotel. And my buddy was like, "That is the worst taxi driver I've ever come across." I felt very, very unsafe. I'm like, "Why?" Like, he's like, "Why do you think he had like that cooler full of beers? Because he was fucking out working and drinking and driving the whole night." I'm like, "When you say it like that, like I thought it was just good service,
mean, neither you and I would ever want to miss Notre Dame game. You had to judge somebody because they want to drink during it.
Okay, and this might sound terrible, but as long as you don't get injured and or die,
it worked out fine.
It's on him.
Yeah. So, correct. But I was like, you know, hey, 5-star service, like just minus, you know, like a planter's nut. Like I was about to ask for that. You know, like an airplane ride. I thought he was just like caring for us, but. I went to Wright State, not a great college in Ohio. Although the tunnels, they have a tunnel system, which is very warm in the wintertime. He went to Notre Dame and married a Harvard girl. He's very much smarter than me, so he was probably right. And that driver was probably very, very drunk as he was driving us around. Since that, a dangerous story, but we survived.
No, that sounds like five-star service to me. I mean,
it's like, why don't our drivers carry around beers? Like, where's the champagne? That's what limo drivers do, goddammit. Anyways, good talk. We all had good stories.
Five star service. That's five star service.
That's my guy that's right there. Saying. Five star service. So I love those stories, friends. If you're listening to us, like, be safe. Get you know, do the Uber thing. You know, the technology's there. We always promote that, but we also promote heavy drinking and shots. And we will. Dave had his very first. We talk about it on this podcast a lot. Where is it based out of? You know the history of Malort. It's very popular in Chicago.
It's
I know this.
Swedish. It's based in Swedish. It's Malort.
It's based in Swedish.
this segment sucks.
Along with those gummy fish, the
we're
Swedish
cutting.
Fish.
We're cutting. This segment sucks.
I'm not gonna. I can't say that was my favorite shot ever. And I hate myself a little bit for doing that. I'm probably
now you found a way to hate yourself. Okay,
Jim's like, we've been waiting for this. So we got Swedish liquor. We got Swedish fish, which I have drunkenly ate a ton of at times. And that reminds me, I know we all have plans. I know Dusty wants to hit the bar. You got a date. You have to get up for work tomorrow and be productive for society. So just one more like quick topic before we kind of like wrap this up. What is something eating like? Hey man, sometimes we drink. We get that DoorDash order at like 3 a.m. that is like this is either impressive or shameful. Like that kind of you know what shameful. I mean. That kind of. So I thought the actually
we've all been there.
we have. I'm gonna go like real.
I've been there with you.
You're gonna go
10 a.m.
A 10 a.m. DoorDash before we even started drinking
no,
for the
we
day.
Went to a restaurant and I'm like, large pizza?
Yes.
And you're like, what are you going to eat?
Yes. I love fucking pizza. I didn't tell you this, man. I went to Marion's Great Dayton Pizza, by the way. By some favor. I did go without you. I'm sorry. I ate in one sitting. Two large pizzas by myself.
I know you. I know you.
And then I got cookies afterwards. Like,
and then more.
Wait.
How much they have cookies?
I don't know. I have not reached the upper limit.
So they have cookies?
No, they did not. I went to a different location to get cookies. I went to Crumble. Great cookies, by the way.
Location.
Yes. I'm fat. What do you want from me?
You're not fat.
You're not fat. Yeah. How does that work?
I don't.
He'll do this once a week.
I lock it down, and then I eat broccoli and work out and I'm ashamed of myself and I'm like let's start and then I eventually go back to like binge day where I just like I'm like Michael Phelps. So I'm like why would I dump a whole thing of
how are you
chunks,
like
spaghetti
Michael Phelps?
Without the athletic ability or the swimming
or the height
or anything good about Michael Phelps just the eating
just
the 10,000 calorie a day aspect.
You compared yourself to him. I'm just saying
I deserve that.
Dude,
look into what his diet he ate when he was training for Olympics. It was highly
impressive.
He won
the Olympics.
I will punch you right in your dick. I get what you're saying. So do you guys have I hate you so much.
Yeah. That's why I'm your best host.
You absolutely are. Do you guys have a shameful / impressive eating story, or maybe even something that you like to do, like if you've been drinking that you might not like tell like somebody, but you're like, dude, I'm gonna DoorDash.
I'm gonna say that mine's pretty basic though, at least for Dayton. Yeah. It's like I was like, you know what? I'm gonna cruise through the Taco Bell thing and just blindly order some shit.
How much dollars worth can you order at Taco Bell?
Oh, how much can I order? How much should I order?
Can and have done.
I think the most I ever ordered was like $25. Like, and I wake up and it's like I got a bunch of bullshit in my refrigerator. I was like, well, I'm glad to know that drunk me put the worst I couldn't eat in the refrigerator, but I'm never going to eat this again. And also, I had a really bad time this morning. So
I feel like
the real question is, which Taco Bell did you go to?
Well, I mean,
it doesn't fucking matter.
I don't know. I'd rather go to the one in Kettering than the one over there by Watervliet and Wayne.
You and I go to Watervliet and
that's
Wayne.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
will you go? Okay. Well, so you throw on a Dayton staple, Wayne Avenue. Will you go to the Wendy's on Wayne, which used to be fantastic?
No.
I used to go there all the time.
Would you now? Is it what it was in its heyday?
That I don't
our,
know.
Our creative director is saying absolutely yes.
I feel if I don't go there from time to time, I'm too bougie, so I need to go back there and just
revisit
and just pay respects, you know, pay respects, and also possibly shit my pants.
you went for it. You started with the Taco Bell, and you were going to Taco Bell when times were great.
You could eat like four fucking bacon cheeseburgers or whatever, you know? So, I don't know. I just don't know anything. Computers, what do they mean?
For me, it would be sort of some basic bitch too, like
do it.
Stuff. But there's a twist to it. I don't mind. I'm not ashamed. I will go to McDonald's or Uber Eats McDonald's, a double quarter pounder, large fry, large drink.
Uh-huh.
And then, sorry, Jimbo. And then drink a chocolate coconut water to
that's the bougiest shit I've ever fucking heard.
I didn't even know chocolate coconut water.
No, seriously, do they offer that shit?
Is it good?
Do you own that?
No. I have to go to Meijer or Kroger to buy that shit. But I'm chasing. So I'm eating the fucking McDonald's to absorb all the fucking nastiness.
Right.
And then the chocolate coconut water to hydrate myself.
Which is a real thing.
Absorb all your sins.
Exactly.
This cannot be a thing.
It is a
America,
thing.
Is it good? Turn off your computer right now. This is not a thing.
I will try chocolate coconut water. It is amazing.
You learn things at the Longport. We said you would learn nothing, but you learned things today.
You just described a minority investor in McDonald's.
It is the sin going in, and then the absolves and the absolution coming out at the end.
Oh, my God. Over a Frosty? I know you can't get a Frosty at McDonald's, but...
Oh, absolutely.
Chocolate coconut water over a Frosty! You heard it here first.
Chocolate coconut water. It is the fucking greatest...
This is the strangest thing I've heard in a long time.
I'm not going to recover from this, guys. We are, dude. It has been awesome hanging out with you. Thank you so much for being guests. Why don't you give us a little something to go out?
All right. Again, Trapper Keepers. You can find us on Facebook. That is the only, as far as social media, other than Dean's OnlyFans page, Dean Swan.
April 19th, Cats.
Yeah,
he has great feet.
KTZ in Kettering. If you're interested in that, it's a free show.
Yeah, free show. Come hang out with us. Come dance the night away. But if you want to know where we're going to play in the future, go to our Facebook page again, Trapper Keepers, and you can find out all the places that we're going to play for the rest of the year.
And I'm sorry he ruined McDonald's for you. But yeah.
Chocolate coconut water.
I'm very
shit.
Sorry for that as well. Also, I can say the Trapper Keepers is a wonderful night out. You should go see them. We'll put their shows up on our internet.
on our internet. Let's go to the bar. We're going to the bar.
It's a show about drinking. It's going
to happen. Tune in to the Long Pour at our internet. We'll see you.
It'll come out in September of 2027.
Jesus Christ. I'll see you. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.